From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, whether Al-Qaeda is a greater threat today than before 9/11. But first, a peace deal in the Iraqi holy city of Najaf. The U.S. military today suspended offensive operations there after rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr said he'd withdraw from the city. A U.S. spokesman in Iraq says the U.S. will gradually transfer responsibility for security to Iraqi police in the city. Joining us with more on the story is Edmund Sanders of the Los Angeles Times. He was in Najaf earlier today. And Edmund, is this a surprise that the U.S. has pulled back offensive operations?
I think in some ways it's a surprise, but in other ways, you know, you've seen increasing fighting and fighting moving closer to the city center in Najaf and to the holy sites. So I think that people realize it's, if something were to be done to resolve this, it needed to happen pretty quickly. I don't think anyone was really expecting this offer from Muqtada al-Sadr this morning. I understand some other Shiite leaders appealed to him to stop the fighting, and that might have motivated him to make this offer today.
Now, one of the conditions for the pullout before on the part of the U.S. was that Muqtada al-Sadr turn himself in to face murder charges. Is that still in force?
I think that might be something that the U.S. would still like to see happen, but I don't, at this moment, it's not part of the deal. And you have to realize that things are still being negotiated, even as we speak. But what's on the table, I think, at this hour is that both the future of the Mahdi army and the future of Muqtada al-Sadr will be determined after the handover and by the Shiite clerics. He wouldn't have to turn himself in to any authorities right now. Now, whether or not the U.S. is steps that remains to be seen. They're sending some positive signs, so maybe they're ready to let that one go.
Well, how important is it for overall U.S.-Iraqi relations for the U.S. to tread lightly with Muqtada al-Sadr?
I think it's very important because whatever you might say about Muqtada al-Sadr, he has a following in Iraq right now. A lot of people see him as a leader, and I think a lot of Iraqis right now feel that it's better to stay off that issue, certainly not to imprison him, not to press charges at this point. They would much rather see peace in Najaf, even if it meant dropping that condition or pursuing him for the allegations that he was involved in the murder of a rival cleric last year.
Edmund Sanders of the Los Angeles Times joining us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.